I just want to start from the outset to say that any decision we make today may change tomorrow. In order to have the best expert advice, we have commissioned...
Supercoach 360.
If the time's going up, it's recording.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, time for the show.
Oh, mate, 100%.
We need to find out why they think it's okay to say anything.
It's certainly one of the greatest challenges in the history of the game.
That's what they want to try and do.
Megastar to megastar!
In this regard, we're leaving every option on the table.
Excellent. Oh,
what was that, buddy?
That was something special.
You know what?
That's not talent.
Uh-oh.
Supercoach 360.
The best way to handle these things is to stay measured, stay calm, you know, live your life as normal.
Unless we start finding it off the people... who actually
just do it.
It makes their little ordinary life feel a little bit better for that moment.
Makes you
cool. Supercoach 360 podcast.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
If the time is going up, it's recording.
Make today, may change tomorrow. In order to have the best expert advice, we have commissioned...
Supercoach 360.
If the time's going up, it's recording.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, time for the show.
Oh, mate, 100%.
We need to find out why they think it's okay to say anything.
It's certainly one of the greatest challenges in the history of the game.
That's what they want to try and do. Megastar to megastar!
In this regard, we're leaving every option on the table.
Excellent.
Oh, what was that, buddy?
For something special!
You know what?
That's not talent.
Uh-oh.
Supercoach 360.
The best way to handle these things is to stay measured, stay calm, you know, live your life as normal.
Unless we start finding it off the people... who
actually just do it.
It makes their little ordinary life feel a little bit better for that moment.
Makes you cool.
Supercoach 360 podcast.
G'day, welcome to the show. Welcome to Supercoach 360. It is your boy, Juzzy J, in the coach's box this evening. I have my two faithful companions, plus also a very special guest, regular actually, well, semi-regular on the show now, Mr. Guy James, Bergs, Consta. I am your boy, Juzzy J. How are you boys doing?
Good, yourselves?
Oh, better late than never. And thank you for joining us on the Facebook live stream. As you'll notice, we are a little bit behind the times tonight, and this video started, yeah, with just a whole slew of technical difficulties. Can't even speak at this point. But aside from that, not bad. Supercoach-wise, it is the finals. How did you boys go? Did you make it through the first week of your head-to-head finals?
Nope.
No? Just straight up, no, 100% your Supercoach season is now over, is it?
I did in two of them, but not cashies.
No, not in the ones that count?
Nope.
Oh, that's unfortunate. So what happened? Just a rough weekend? I mean, didn't you guys do all right? Well, hold on, first of all, should we just get into it by dropping in with the scores and how we went last week? Yeah? Okay, so how'd you guys go? I think you guys both beat me. Con, do you have a decent one?
I got a 13.71.
Yeah, so that's it. I got a 13.57. What about you, Guy?
I got a 14.20.
Right on that microphone, buddy. Like, literally, as if you're trying to deep throat it. There you go. Like, literally, as if you're trying to deep throat it.
Thanks.
There you go.
I got a lousy 13.16.
Oh, did you? I thought you did better than that.
Nah.
Brutal. All right, so...
Captain in Teddy was a big difference.
Yeah, Captain Simon Ellis.
I sold Ponga.
Me balls shriveled up. They weren't very big for long, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, kick out really let me down. Only scoring 37.
Yeah, that's terrible against the lacklustre Brisbane.
Yeah.
Let's be
Should
real.
We get into our trades for the week, what we're making?
Hey, now... What, Juzzy, you got a system you got intact there?
Yeah. What? Sorry, what?
You got
to talk for me.
What are we starting with?
No, I'll drop you a mic.
I don't know. What do you want to start with, Juzzy? Team list.
So
while you work on the mic.
Do you want me to try and run through the team list for you?
No.
You can jump on team list. I was just trying to reduce the buzz on his microphone, that's all.
All right. So, first game of the week's West Tigers and the Rabbitohs, and the Tigers are unchanged from their win over Manly last week, and Gaga returns from a hamstring. So, that's in place on the wing of Jackson Paulo. And Tevita Totola is out, and Liam Knight starts at prop, with Jed Cartwright moving to the bench. Old Jeddy Cartwright, I bet he's enough somewhere.
I hope Snowy's got him.
Oh, really? Yeah, no, literally, I was looking at bringing him in as enough this week.
You didn't learn from last year?
He did it to me last year, but he's changed teams, man. I was hoping it wasn't the same thing, but he'll get his obligatory game.
It is the same thing.
Well, that's all right. And bang, scratch him off that enough list then.
Yep.
He loves that last fucking... loves it.
Yeah, he does.
All right, we got mass changes at the Dogs.
Again,
Dogs,
two Dogs, weeks in a row.
Dogs Manly. Dogs are lackluster as last week. Mass changes. The back
game's
line,
there.
Yeah, I know. We had it. Montoya, Holland, and Foran all out. Ockenball plays his first game, which not happy about. Dallin, Watini, Zalesniak moves to the centre alongside Remus Smith. And Avarillo starts at 5'8". So those of you that got him sitting there thinking he was nuffed out. He goes all right, though, with the ball in hand. So he might be worth...
I think that's his preferred position.
Yep, and then Luke Thompson moves back to the starting side at lock with Tolman moving to prop. Napper's out with a knee injury. And Wakeham and Suaso Sue both on the bench. And then
Napper did his knee and shoulder in the same tackle.
Why aren't you happy that Ockhamall was named?
Because of the B-grade shit they did, man. At the end of the day, we got forced by the loopholes in the law to keep him.
Well, the other one's getting time at Canberra.
Yeah, but that was a different circumstance as far as I know. This one's... He was no good at all.
Anyway,
over at Manly, the loss of George Tafua with his Achilles tendon and the loss of Schuster gets a recall for Cade Cust, and Abbas Miski comes onto the wing. So he's another one that I've seen in a couple of teams is enough. Old Abbas Miski.
Cade Cusco is all right. It's a good little player.
He does. He knows how to score a try, doesn't he?
Mm.
All right, the next game's Panthers Eels. That's probably going to be close to game of the round.
Should be a good one, man. I'm looking forward to it, that's for sure.
It really comes down to the Eels. If they want to show their contenders, then I suggest you put your socks up against Penrith.
At home as well.
Yeah, at Bank West.
Panthers, bro.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's an away game for Parramatta.
Oh, there you go. I don't pay attention to the finer details. All right, but over at Penrith, Ozeo returns from a head knock. With Fisher Harris returning to prop, and Leota returns to the bench, while Kurt Capewell shifts to the reserves. Now, with Capewell coming in, boys, is that no good for their second rowers now?
No, well, Capewell's... Depends. Been pushed off the bench.
You'd have to wait 2 an hour before kick off.
He's been dropped from the bench to the reserves.
Oh, yeah, I should have read that wrong.
Yeah, that's not a good sign.
All right, and then over at the Eels, Reed Marnie. He's got a bung shoulder, but it's been named a start. And Andrew Davey comes onto the bench in the place of Nick Corey, who I think got injured as well. Then down the Dragons, Raiders. Cody Ramsey makes his debut on the wing in place of Ravalara, and Paul Vaughan returns from suspension in an all-new front row pairing with Cade Ellis, Josh Kerr, and Blake Laurie moves to the bench, and Fui Mayano drops out. So anyone who had him as an AE nightmare, he's just dropped out. You can hold on again this week. Then over at the Raiders, it's the same 17 that tackled the Roosters last week. And that's about it. Then we got the Titans, Broncos. Come on, Titans. I hope they get up for this, eh? Brian Kelly's out. Sorry, guys. Broke Brian last week. Brought him in. Killed him. But then now we've got Furmore moving to the centres, which is probably not good if you've got
We should break Furmore at the same time.
Yeah, so, yeah, just totally ruined the Titans.
Definitely time to sell Furmore.
Yeah, if you've got the luxury of the trades, get him out. Keegan Hipgrave comes into the pack. Jermaine Jolfe is it Jolfe or Jolliffe?
Jolliffe.
Jolliffe is sidelined with an ankle problem, and His place is taken by Futuwaka, Big Mofo, who moves to the bench. Jai Whitbread has been added to the bench. Jai Arrow played a long minutes from his return from a shoulder injury last week, so he could be getting ready to start. Alex Glenn, the captain for the Broncos, returns to the back row. Ben Teo going to the bench. And absolute nobody's got suspended. Jordan Rick and Jamal Hobbelardi drop off the exchange.
How good has Haas and Harrigan been?
Oh, they've been the best, man. Best front row pairing for the last couple of weeks. So even though Haas was injured, but either side of that, he was
playing big minutes.
He pumped suspended. Out some good scores. Yeah, but either side of that suspension, he pumped out decent scores, so which wasn't bad. Yeah,
Carrigan hasn't let anyone down all year.
Yeah.
Nah, he's been a
guy. He's probably been a cheapie of the year.
Dual flexibility as well.
All right, and then Roosters Knights is the next game. Big one for you, Con. I can't believe he's doing what he's doing. Jake Friend returns from
Oh, he's that confident, mate.
Yeah. And Freddie Lussick, he's gone for Jake Friend. And then for you guys, you have given Caelan Ponga, Mitch Barnett and Heimel Hunt a rest. What do you think of that, just quickly? Smart or...
Might as well just throw the white flag up now.
Are you going to rest your tip this week and give it to the Roosters?
Oh, I'll tip the Roosters anyway. Roosters. Even with them all there, I'll tip the Roosters.
But with those three going down, you got Tex Hoy going fullback, Edric Lee back from an injury, and SASA starts at lock.
I can understand it.
Yeah, for the minutes.
Yeah, like I said, I don't think we would have won at full strength or not. Caelan got beat up last week. If we can get a few minutes into these guys' legs, just in case something does happen down the track.
Mate,
this week's a week.
Dan Saifidi's back for you this week, but he's on the bench. And Sione Matautai, or Matautia, he's also a chance of making it. Then the next game, Storm Cowboys. Some changes there with Pappenhausen going down. He's got an Achilles. So Nico Hines, he's going to play fullback, and Boonevalu's back from a broken jaw, so he replaces Lumi Lumi. He just goes to the bench, but Lumi Lumi. Nelson Asolomona returns from a calf injury to fill the hole left by Welch. He got suspended, and Riley Jackson's a new face on the bench with Chris Lewis omitted. And then this week, Gavin Cooper's listed to start with Tom Gilbert on the bench for the Cowboys this week. Only change. And then massive in down there for the next game, Sharks versus the Warriors. Sean Johnson's back. He's going to play halfback, though, because Chad Townsend accidentally hit Caelan Ponga. That was a beaut, wasn't it? It was a beaut. I loved it. But, so he'll be partnered by Connor Tracy with Trindle dropping out, and Talakai moves to a starting side
good
to replace
Talakai,
Wade Graham. So cheering for that. Especially if SJ's playing seven, he'll be over that side a bit more. And Toby Rudolph's named to start again at lock for Scott Sorensen. Sione Katoa returns from his chest injury, and Bryson Goodwin goes to reserves list. Andrew Feed has been named on the interchange bench. So, and then over here, the Warriors get the lone pair back of Alvaro and Jennings, with winger Gerard Beal and bench forward Josh Curran dropping out.
Not Gerard.
Yeah, I know. He's a stalwart of the club now. He's one of their favourites. Papali starts at prop with Burr reverting to the interchange, and that's team list for the week.
Beauty. All right,
where we at? How are we doing, Tech Guy?
Yeah, good question. I'm all right. I'm doing tech stuff, so just keep it rolling.
All right, Guy, what are your trades this week, mate? What's the ideal trade you're looking at?
All right. So... I've got five left, so I'm definitely going to make two. The first one I've locked in, I'm looking at Kikau to Brownie, Nathan Brown.
As it stands before these trades, how many players do you have playing?
Out of my whole squad?
Yeah. And 19 reliable players that you could play every week, or
18 reliable ones. Tex Hoy.
Ah, okay. So he's just throwing, yeah.
I've got 18.
And that's without Ponga. He's not named.
Okay, yep.
I've got 18. What trade you gonna do?
Yeah, so it was kick out to Brownie. It was either Brownie or Jazz, but I think I prefer Brownie. And then my other trade, it's either gonna be Sivo to Yo, strengthen my centre wing, or it's gonna be Tex Hoy to Nico Hines. I think playing fullback for Melbourne against the Cows this week.
Heavy involvement. Young Nico.
He's
like,
his only game he's played 80 minutes here, he turned up, so
yeah.
Thought no one else would do it, so
and
give it a shot.
And against the Cows, he's a shot at doing it again. He'd be unpurchable. You won't be able to buy him next year.
What are your trades?
Well, my trades, I don't have to, but I feel I'd still need to strengthen my centre wing because Brian Kelly went down. Even though I brought, Yo comes back into me side this week, so...
You killed him.
I killed the squad, because now Firmore's rubbish to everyone as well.
Who are you breaking this week?
I'm not sure. I haven't written that down. For next year, guys, maybe I shouldn't tell you where I'm going, so that way I can't just break everyone's squads. Fuck, I was so disappointed in AJ, and then I was disappointed in the Kelly thing, and... Now Firmore's an AE nightmare for me playing centre over there.
Have you got any cash in the bank?
Yeah, I got 14,000. Cheering. Yeah, I've had a pretty lackluster year. But no, I've got Mitch Barnett's only getting a week's rest and Pappenhausen's only getting a week's rest, so...
Maybe look at Fanua Blake if he's in the 400s. Do you have duels for Firmore?
Yeah. I've got Carrigan. And I've got Marty sitting up there on the bench too. So there's cash there to be spent. What are your trades for the week, bud?
I'm going Rudolph to Bateman and Moses to Munster.
Actually, I am thinking about bringing in Katoni Staggs for Kelly.
Yeah.
That's my trade for the week, probably. So if anyone's jumping on Katoni, sorry.
Jump off.
Don't captain him.
I actually think Broncos finally going to win this week.
Oh, yeah, he just does it on his own a bit. He gets in and has a go. He's not as soft as his video, let me tell you that.
All right. What about...
Jazzy, you got some trades or are you Tekken?
Tekken. Oh, no, I do have trades. What am I talking about? I've got a few options. So...
Tekken.
I got Dylan Brown.
He's a Tekken it.
I got Talakai. I got Firma and Willie Army as my possible options, and I can bring in either a gun and enough in either centre, second row, or my halves. Or I figured out I could do a sneaky, because I've got 200k sitting in the bank, right? So at the moment, I could do Brown for Munster straight out, still have 120 left, and then go Talakai to Tohu or Gerbo, which only leaves me 40 for next week. But I can offload Firma next week. He's got a fairly low break even.
I wouldn't sell Talakai.
I don't know, man.
He's been named to start in the back row this week.
Oh, is he starting in the back row again?
Yep.
Okay, because, yeah, when he shifted to the centre, no, but in the back row, he's solid as.
Yeah, solid.
All right, no, sweet. Okay, ooh.
Well, he should get 2 weeks. You'd grain me out for 2 weeks, you'd think.
Yeah. All right, sweet.
He won't be on SJ's side, but...
Nah, that's
all
right.
He'll be playing.
Yeah. He still does the work out there, man. Oh, okay. So now I've got to see whether I can do Brown and then do enough Firma this week, especially if he's moving back to the centres, or do I take...
They're playing against Brisbane. He might be up for a double.
Yeah, yeah. See, no, we'll see. Like that is a legitimate consideration, which I've got to take into account. Yeah. You're right, so...
But he also could be on a 30.
Yeah, but you're right against Brisbane, though. I mean, look, they showed a little bit of guts last week, but still...
Did they show you 80 minutes of resolve?
No.
The Titans seem to have 80 minutes in them.
That's
might
it.
Not be the greatest, but they'll give you a full 80.
They
Brisbane clock off a bit.
They are doing rather well. So, well, I mean, like, considering. So, oh, all right. I might have to have another look. I've got Sivo there, but I only bought him in a couple of weeks ago. He's done nothing. He hasn't really lost cash, but he hasn't gained any.
I'm going him up to Yo.
See, yeah. I've had Yo for ages, so like Nofo's my target, but he's top dollar. Otherwise, Pardon?
Do you have Toto?
No, I don't have Toto. I don't have Man Source.
Yes, yeah, I'd go for one of them.
Oh, once again, I don't want to get juiced up. Yeah, I know. A lot of points. But I don't want to be juiced up with Panthers players.
Why not? It's
they're winning.
They are. They're doing quite well.
In saying that, round 20 against the Dogs, be half of them be rested.
So, yeah, I don't
not
know.
Not a Toto, but he's just had a 5-weeker or a 6-weeker. So he might be good yet. Toto. I like Toto.
He has a lot of run.
So it's contained.
That's what I like about him.
Sorry.
Alrighty, what have we got next, buddy?
Don't know.
You're leading the show this week, why not?
Am I really?
Yeah.
Fuck you.
You're already in the driver's seat.
Let's see what we can do. Alright, so we've done trades then.
Yeah.
Should we just do a
quick shout out to maybe like the high scorers from last week?
Sure, no. Why not? I've got them written down.
I thought we were going for a quick show.
Alright, straight up. Con's right. Just like, nah,
captain's
don't worry about it.
We'll just go for some quick captain's options through the week.
Some captain options?
Captain's options. Teddy this week against Newcastle, now that they've got rid of Mitch Barnett, he sort of locks it down. No KP directing him at the back.
Teddy against anyone anyway.
Teddy, then you got Smith.
Seen him against the Raiders last week, they could barely tackle him.
Yeah, probably Cleary VC maybe.
Maybe, yeah. If you're looking for the pod, Smithy against the Cowboys or Munster against the Cowboys.
SJ against the Warriors.
And I've got SJ against the Warriors. I love SJ against the Warriors. What did you get last time he turned up?
He loves playing him.
He's finally going to get over for a try.
Look, he's due. Has he scored one this year? Otherwise, he's doing a nudie, I think.
And another one who carved me up last week, DCE against the Doggies.
Oh, Cherry.
Yeah, Cherry might be starting to come off form now.
Maybe even Cody Walker or Cook against the Tigers. I think Tigers have given up now.
Yeah, I think they have to be honest. Brutal.
They got lucky against Manly last week, Manly letting them score 3 tries in the last 10 minutes, but I think South are a lot better team than Manly at the moment.
Yep. Alright.
What about old Jazz against the Sharks? A bit of a smoky.
That's big smoky.
It is a big smoky.
You'd want to get a try or two.
But yeah, but it's possible with the halves out there and with Wade Graham out. He's a lot of their leadership.
A smoky would go is Maddo. You can sometimes get an attack and start.
Yeah, against the Panthers, though. I mean, yeah, defensively, yeah, they have been fairly sound.
Maddo does his work. He does his work, so he'll still get his scores.
Yeah, that's it. But, I mean, you don't want just a second-rail score. You want the attacking stat at this point. You need every point you can get, especially in finals.
Well, if they want to beat Penrith, everyone's going to have a bit more of a go than they've been having. So
you got a first try scorer in that game, boys?
I think you're going to beat Penrith.
Yeah, you got a first try scorer?
Gotta go.
I got it any time.
The Source.
Yeah, who's your any time?
You reckon you go 3 in a row. Who's he up against? He's up against Fergo, isn't he? Yeah, I'm going Source with you.
I've got either 3 on the left hand side, kick out Crichton or Source.
I'm going Luai.
Luai?
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm going Luai for first try scorer.
Right.
Bold prediction.
How did we come up to the game? We're going to the next game? We're doing the next game?
Do we think Luai is a hold or a sell?
Pardon?
Do we think Luai is a hold or a sell?
I personally think he's a hold. I think he's a hold till the end of the season. That's what I'm looking at doing. I'm looking to bring in Brown for Munster or SJ, but I'm not thinking SJ. I'm thinking Munster. And, yeah, I think I'm just going to hold Luai. Penrith have got a pretty smooth run home. And he does a lot of work out there on the left-hand side, man. Like, a lot of work out there.
Yeah, I think... Well, there's only 3 weeks left, so I think make your trades as late as possible and just do them depending how you're going in your games.
Yeah. Watch your team lists.
I won't sell him either.
I'll play him on matchups.
Depends how many trades you have.
Yeah, I won't necessarily play him each week at this point. Like, I'm now bringing in... I'm getting to the point where I've got a couple of guns in reserve, so now I'm just trying to weed out any last little AE nightmares at the moment,
saying that,
really.
The week that I wasn't going to play him and SJ fell injured and I got him in there, 110, you know what I mean? So
don't get me wrong, he's solid. It's bit me in the ass before not playing him and him doing better than Brown did. Yeah, 100%. Yeah. He's outscored Cleary a few weeks, man. Like, kid's a little weffin. Have you watched him? Have you watched the games? He's a little weffin. He's got this weird little double step thing, this double step dummy. And it just tricks some of these centres, especially out on the left-hand side, man. It's great. Just boom, straight across the line. Anyway, it's because we were talking about Maddo. may have been a smoky captain option this week.
Right, hey, well.
What about KP? Is he a hold or a sell?
Well, that's I mean, there's a few out with team lists, isn't there? Now?
It'll come down to if people are lucky like you haven't got the trades, I think if you've got the luxury trade there, but with KP going out, who do you bring in?
Papi's
you know what I mean? Like, there's no one. Yeah, KP, Papi's out. There's no one to bring in. So you're better off just leaving him there for the week, yeah. I think.
You wouldn't go Gutho with how Paro going.
Oh, if not against Penrith either. If you bring in a Brimston or something like that. But
we'll see, Nico Hines, he's at 5'8". So.
Well, if you've got the trade again to do it like just for he's the week, toys, get him in, get him out, I think he's got a ton in him this week, Nico. I probably just broke him. But I personally can't bring him in because I've only got three trades and I've got to definitely get rid of Kelly and I'll probably upgrade Firm or and that'll leave me one trade, so I'll still be spoilt for choice.
Should I give you the trivia question then?
Yeah, quickly pump through that then, let's do it.
Alright,
are you in?
Oh,
just use his if you can.
Yeah.
Facebook Live, if you know the answer to the question.
You want to be quick,
jump on.
All
right. I'm watching, but guys about to do us a few questions, and then we'll move into your questions, I think. Just so it's a quick show.
All right, so during this year, the record was broken for the most Supercoach points in a game with 2,011 points. Name the two teams that played in that game. I'll give you a hint.
Roosters.
I think Golden Point. 14 all.
Roosters?
No. Newcastle Penrith. Roosters haven't played.
Roosters Melbourne?
Knights and Panthers. 14 all.
You just get whooped, did ya?
No, it was 14 all. We were fucking injury depleted and we played out
of draw
and
Golden
Point.
Yeah. That was a great game of football.
I thought that was our season. I thought, yes, here we go. And it's all been downhill from then.
That was a great game.
A lot of Supercoach points.
It is. Extra minutes.
Considering it was such a low scoring game.
Anyway, next question. Who was the only player priced above 500k for Supercoach at the start of 2015?
Connor?
I'll give you a hint. It's a fullback.
Roger two of us, check.
Got it. Good job. Next question. Who held the record for the most Supercoach points in a game in 2013?
Connor?
Hold on. With 181, taking over from Nathan Merritt's record of 166 in the year prior, 2012.
I think... Tezza Campisi? Oh.
No.
It's yours, mate. Go for
2013, he scored 181 to take over from Merritt's 166. Think halves. Roosters.
Todd Carney.
Jimmy.
Yep, Jimmy Malone. All right. Name the only hooker to turn up on the weekend in Supercoach.
Yep.
Bergs.
Starling.
Oh, I thought you'd get a Bergs. Con.
I'm throwing him right off now, but.
Scored 102.
Was it Reid Marnie?
Freddie?
No, it was Jeremy Marshall King.
Oh.
So, Brock Berg's probably going to reach out to him.
Only done five. He's got a whole heap of them.
He's got all right. Next question. Who is currently leading the way to win the Bryce Cartwright medal this year? So, then you know the Bryce Cartwright medal. Most missed tackles.
Milford.
No, it's not Milford. Nah. It is a half.
Benji.
No.
No?
Nah? Jazzy, you want in?
What was it? Most missed tackles?
Yep.
It's a half.
Brody Croft.
No. Mitchell Pearce with 64.
Really? Yep. Normally good defender. Yeah. Chris Maxwell said Benji.
Who holds the record for the most field goals kicked in the NRL era with 26?
Bags,
I'll
keep
give
going.
You a hint. I'll give you a hint. He wore a headgear.
Bags. Jonathan Festen.
No.
No, he didn't.
God.
Jamie Soward.
Jamie Soward.
Oh, the coward.
Loved the field goal that
he did. He didn't want to get hit.
No. So you get entangled, you keep it off.
Next question. Which player became Australia's youngest ever test player in 2014?
Sione.
Matty Utah at the World Cup.
Good job.
Sione Newcastle. Right.
Which two current players have scored over 100 NRL tries but have never scored in Origin?
Alright. I'm going to go. J-Moz?
Nope.
Oh. B-Moz?
A winger and a center.
B-Moz has scored two. He scored fucking three or four.
Now, give me a sec.
One of them just broke a duck on the weekend.
Fergo.
And... Hey. Now, this one, it's a difficult one because he actually never played Origin, but he's played... scored over 100 NRL tries.
Mansell.
No, he's in Canberra.
He played one fucking Origin, didn't he?
Croker. Oh, okay. Wow, there you go.
He's never played Origin, but he scored over 100.
I don't think he ever will either. It's a poor bloke.
The Clive Churchill medal has only been won by a person in the losing team four times. Name the four players.
Oh, yep. Brad Clyde.
Yep.
Terry Evans.
Yep.
Billy Slater.
No.
Nah, didn't Billy win? Oh, he got it in a fucking Origin, didn't he?
You got Bradley Clyde, you got DCE. Yeah. What about last year?
Yeah, Jackie Boy Whiten was me last one.
Whiten, there's one more.
It wasn't Billy.
He was a lock for St. George.
Ah, Sean Timmins.
No, it was in their grand final. It was fucking...
93.
Holy shit.
Brad McKay.
Yeah. I never would have got that.
It was a gun.
That would have been about a 4-hour stint, that one.
Next question. Who is the only team to win by a margin of 70 points?
Juzzy. Roosters.
No.
Dragons.
It was in 2003. The margin was 74.
Bergs, Parramatta.
Parramatta, they beat.
Warriors.
No. They beat the Sharks.
I remember that was that year.
Points.
Oh, no, it was 2001. They broke all their records, wasn't it? Oh, wrong year and everything. Take it. Got a half point.
Who were the only two teams to score 36 points or more in a match and manage to lose a game?
I think we did.
No. Yep.
No, who'd they lose to?
Was it Manly?
No.
2010.
I want to say Canberra.
38-36 was the score.
Was it Canberra?
No, they lost to the Titans. And the other team?
Shit. Remember that one.
The other team... It was recently?
2005. It was 37-36.
And they lost to the Tigers?
They lost to the Tigers.
Penrith?
No.
Shit.
Canterbury.
Yeah. So it's both our teams.
I was drinking that day, I think. 2005.
You would have been after that game.
For sure. All right.
That's
so
the questions. We'll move on from that.
Thank you, Guy.
We're going to have them on every couple of weeks.
Yeah, I'm going to start studying.
We're somehow going to get a call, like one of you guys from Facebook, to call in and try and beat the boys at them questions. So we're going to work that out for next year.
We got any Facebook questions?
Yeah, we're going to jump right into questions now. You got the live ones or?
No, I don't have much this week, I'll be honest.
Can you use your phone to get the
other ones? Let me see.
Ones?
Yeah, hold on, my internet's crashed.
What do you got there, bud?
I'll do the ones we've got that we from our pre-earlier post. Adam Robinson's noticed it was a bit late with some technical difficulties.
Yes, don't even.
Rory Adams got the trade of the week. Who should I be trading? Team in replies. He's got 250k. His team consists of Smith, Tavanga, Clemmer, Fisher-Harris, Huss, Madison, Bateman, Brown, Yeo, Furmore. The rest are nuffs. Moses and Johnson. And then he has Brimson and Crosslands. No Faluma. To'o, Crichton, Startoa, Ferguson on the bench. Then some nuffs. And then he's got Tedesco, Pappenhausen.
If you got the cash, Moses Cleary.
He's got 250. Moses to Cleary.
Yeah.
That's where you're going.
Yep.
Straight away.
Definitely.
Yeah. And then if a second trade, if he needs be.
Well, he's going to have to make cash because Moses, I think, is 420 and Nath's 733, so he's going to need 300 and something K. He's got 250, I think you said.
Yeah, he's got 250.
So he needs to make another 100K.
We can near do that with if he nuffs out Ferguson.
Yeah, piss off Fergo.
Or if he...
he's on a roll at the moment. He's on a streak.
Running a row.
Oh, that's about it. That's all you can really do. For the nuffs.
Oh, I'd piss off her, go and get Cleary as soon as possible, personally.
Yeah.
I'd go Toa out.
Start Toa?
Yeah.
Yeah. Jazzy?
What was the question?
I just went through the team. We'll move along. All right. Boys have answered it. Sorry. You answered this one first. But
all right.
Boys, I get the rest this week as I won my round.
Show off.
The best score I've ever gotten with the 14.06.
Well done.
Do I use my trades this week or wait for next? If not, I have decided to trade Kikau out, move Jazz to my second row, and brought in Cam Smith and trades Junior Paulo for Cody Ramsey, leaving me enough money to next week use my last trade to get Nath Cleary to finish my team. I don't know about bringing in Ramsey.
For Paulo?
Yeah, that Jackson Paulo, I'd say.
I like that one.
One from Souths, but I don't know about bringing Ramsey. I'd say he's only... What happened to...
I don't mind the one-week play. I don't think he'll be in there long.
Yep. I personally like it.
I thought Ravalara actually was playing the best he's ever played.
No, he's injured,
I think. Last month, yeah.
Because if he doesn't trade this week, then come next week when his season's on the line, he won't have Nath in his team.
Yeah, but he's cheap anyway, isn't he?
Who?
Even if he does drop out.
Nath?
No,
but I mean, if he doesn't do those two trades this week to create that cash to get Nath next week, when his season's on the line next week, he won't have Nath there, and that could be the difference for him. I'd be doing those trades this week and get Nath in next week, so he's there for when I'm ready for head to head battle.
Yeah, Jazzy. That was Brett O'Connor. Largy, hey boys, how's it hanging?
Good buddy.
Through to the next round in both cash comps with a score of 14.57.
Well done.
Smash me, bro. No gold medal score, I know, but I'm through. Traded in Tofu for Furmore. Resting Ponga, not selling. Running off the bench, McInnes, SJ, Harrison, either Rudolph or Jay King or Star Toa. Tough matchup against the Roosters, though. All the best, boys. Keep it real, or at least clean. Cheers, Largy. We try.
I like the Tofu from Firma trade.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a big fan of Tofu.
He just gets those minutes, you know. Same with Jazz. They're both good options.
And I'd probably run Rudolph if he gets a start and lock. He's still doing all right as your fourth.
He doesn't get the start in lock.
No, he gets switched out of Sorensen, but he gets switched out
before
Sorensen.
He gets switched to the bench.
But you never know, he might get there one week, get that 65 again. Dale Kane, hey fellas, I'm hoping you can give me your thoughts. I'm in six comps and I have five. And I'm in five. I have a week off, so this week I'm thinking of nuffing the hammer and saving a trade. And then next week upgrading a second row to Angus. Not sure about the other trade at this stage. That will leave me two trades to get through for the grand final if he gets through. All right, he's got Cam Smith and Tavanga, Huss, Clemmer, Paulo and Rudolph. And then he's got Madison, Harris, James Fisher, Harris and Tohu Harris. Carrigan, Furmore, and Carrigan's injured. And then he's got Cleary, Brock Lamb, Munster, Johnson, Nofaluma, Mansour, Lomax, Crichton and Fidzi, Williami, Trbojevic, Ponga and Teddy. So, what do you do?
Yeah,
what
I
does
think
he do?
Hold Ponga.
Oh, definitely hold Ponga. Especially seeing as you're through to 5 or 6 comps, so...
Oh, I'm just personally, because I've been burnt in the past, not a fan of holding trades just in case I make the grand final.
Yeah.
Because some years I've held them just in case I make the grand final, and those trades were the difference in not making the grand final.
Well, this year, you won't have to worry about that.
Thanks, guy. That is true.
But yeah. I do like that. Nuffing out the hammer and bringing in Crichton next week. Especially if you've
as
got
as long as his name will start by next week.
I dare say he will be if they want to go competitive.
Well, Tupanua did all right on the weekend, even though I think he only had 3 runs. But Crichton, Robbo seemed more than impressed with Robbo, Crichton through the middle in his press conference. So,
yeah. All right, Ross Mann, thoughts on Lomax? Out, tough draw. Move Brimson fullback and get DCE as a pod and Crichton to Stags.
I don't know if I'd be selling Crichton.
And Lomax.
I don't think I'd be selling Lomax. He's had a tough... You know, he hasn't had... Against tough teams all year, he's produced.
Yeah.
The boy seems to be out of his way for some
reason. Yeah, the Dragons target him a lot.
Usually if anything comes, it's through Dufty down the right or Lomax offloading to Ravalara or ball bouncing for Lomax.
Yeah,
Pereira's so not bad. He's a good option on the wing. He's not a bad little winger.
Yeah. All right, Ashley Nicholson, if Ponga is out this week, would you trade in Puppy or Turbo if named?
Neither are named.
Got named. But I'd hang on. I'd hang on for that week.
If one of them were named, I'd probably take the gamble, but because they're not.
Well, they just fucking jumbled up on me because I accidentally went out. Shit. All right, down here, Josh Donnelly. I literally got my best score ever this week, which was 14.47.
Nice.
And yet, only top 6% for the week. Awesome. How can I be so shit? Also up against Porky's Piggies this week. Should be a cakewalk. Good luck, Jasmine.
Yeah, should be if you score like that again, buddy. Good work.
Isn't it bullshit? Like 14-47, still getting 6% stock.
There's plenty of popular players turned up this week.
Yeah.
And to put that in perspective, I'm on 13.57 and I'm in the top 7. I'm in top 17 for the round. My bad.
Yeah.
So.
Alright, Lukey Smith. Shocking week, dropped 300 spots to 591st and lost 8 out of my 10 head-to-heads.
Oof.
Lucky I got Huss instead of Kickout, or it would have been worse for this week. If you had to pick one, Katoni Staggs or Fifita, who you going? Cheers, boys. And I'm going to say David Fifita there.
Staggs.
I'm Staggs.
Staggs is one of the only people out there playing 80 minutes of
He's
football.
Kicking goals to any Katoni, so he's...
He's
if they
fast,
do go
strong.
On the run, he's pretty sharp shooter too, and he's pretty good with a boot.
Yeah.
Decent enough.
So, yeah, I'd jump on Katoni there, bro. Henry Bryant, 14.87 this week, lads. Biggest of the year by far without Nofo and Huss.
Good work, mate. Good work.
I have Barnett and Ponga who are both being rested for the Knights. Thoughts on what do I do there? Do I hold Ponga? Trade Barnett. My original plan was to get Cherry Evans in with his easy run and goal kicking, but may not be able to, and he has 4 trades left.
I'd be holding Ponga.
Yeah, hold Ponga for sure.
It's only rest. It's different if it was an injury or something, but with it being a rest, they're just resting him against a Roosters, which I'm guessing they just think is going to steamroll teams to the finals.
Well, and they probably just don't want anyone targeting KP after last week.
We don't just roll over.
No, you might not, but you're arresting some Well, Mitch Barnett, you're pretty much your hard man, you know. No,
Clemmer goes hard.
Nah. Yeah, but Clemmer stands in the middle. Mitch Barnett goes looking for it, bro. He's smashing people.
Usually like, leaves line
he'll
speed
smash your left hand side of the post.
Hip grave, is he?
I love him, bro. He's good. I've been on him for ages. Con didn't like him because he gave away too many penalties, but I love him. So I'll get rid of Barnett, but
yeah, you got options there.
Yeah, it's plenty of good second rowers.
If you got 20 guns and you can afford to sit him there for a week, you brought Mitch Barnett as a pod for the rest of the year, so I'd keep him in both if I could.
Well,
if I was going to be lackluster this week, yeah, then Mitch Barnett's gone.
I'm benching Mitch. I'll wait the week.
If Angus starts, he'd be a good buy.
He'd be a good swap, yeah.
As well.
For Mitch. All right. You want to do a couple of these questions or that? Nicholas Heffernan. Okay, lads. Won't get to watch tonight, but here's a good question. Was forced to trade Yeo and Katoa last week and now only have 3 centre wings thanks to Kelly. Would you trade Dylan Bound and Munster and run with 3 centre wings and cop an AE from Rudolph or Furmore or get a centre? Oh, look, they're both. Furmore now's. He's going to be going lackluster unless they do score some tries. In all honesty, if you can maybe nuff out one of them at least, then you're only running that one AE. And probably, if I'm going to nuff either of them, it's probably going to be Furmore rather than Rudolph, unless you want the money for next week. And then I'd try to bring in Yeo with that money next week for your run home.
I'll give a special mention in the Supercoach 360 $50 cash league that Con's in.
Out now.
Fishing Elephants. Yeah, he lost to One-Eyed Jax.
Fuck you, Mark.
Scoring
1,507.
Oh, belted. I beat one of my mates last week by 20 points, and it was funny because he actually messaged me and left the Trbojevic in the centre wing that he was meant to nuff, but he left him on the starting side, and he already played him, and then he didn't play Jazz.
Yeah.
And Jazz was left sitting there. And he lost by 20 points. So I got through luckily, and I'm versing Macca's Maulers, who was in second place. Chris.
Yeah.
So that should be a good one.
Good luck.
Malat's backpack is the minor premier. He won, so he got the week off. He's looking good.
All right. Okay, Luke. Muick. Out of my head-to-heads, is it worth trading Ponga if he isn't named Munster or Smith with their easy run to help pad my slowly decreasing overall score?
Nah,
it's only a week, man. If you can jiggle around something else, surely there's some other strengthening side.
There's plenty of options this time of year.
Yeah, there's a lot going on, eh? Like, and on the matchups too, it's pretty good. So, no, I'd hang on to Pong. Adam Diffie, cheers for the dedication and hard work this year so far, lads. Week off for me and all my leagues. Will feel good to sit back and just watch my players.
Well done, Ads.
Oh, I can't fuck up your captain this week, Diffie. But John Jeffries is coming next. I might be having to fuck up his. John, is Cam Smith a must-have, or should I trade Brimston to SJ if he's back this week? Won my head-to-head this week and was top four, so there's no rush to make any trades. Cheers for the advice, or you being a good one.
I wouldn't trade Smith's Brimston this option. Week, man. He's up against the Broncos.
Smith's a good option. Also like Arpy up at hooker there as well.
Yeah.
I don't know if Smith's so much a must-have. If, like Guy said, if you got like an Appy or and a McInnes and a Chaz or something up there already, well then Smith's not absolutely setting the world on fire at the moment to say buy me. So
isn't it funny? What's a week in hours?
Hey?
What's a week in hours?
24 times 7. 148?
Because that 148 hours ago, he was a must have. Isn't it funny how Supercoach changes so quick? No, but seriously, last week, Cameron Smith was must-have. We all thought he was going to go large.
168.
There you go. 168.
There you go. That's how many hours between becoming a must-have and a non-must-have it happens. But on a serious note, I wouldn't trade Brimston to SJ either. Brimston against the Broncos, especially if the Broncos don't turn up, you would.
SJ's my boy.
Yeah, I know.
Against the Warriors.
I've got both, and I'm expecting them both just to have blinders of games this week to just make up for last week. You know?
Hopefully.
So would you? So Smith's not a must-have, and you wouldn't swap Brimston for SJ, or you would? You would?
I'd probably swap Brimston for SJ.
Yeah. Does he? Would you swap Brimston for SJ?
Nah, I'd hold Brimston this week against the Broncos. Could run amok. He's been in good form of late, so... Yeah.
And SJ went out with a groin injury and then got set back with a hamstring injury, so...
Peachy owners will be cheering. Yeah. He got named at lock and arrows still on the bench.
Marky Hindle said he's really enjoyed the podcast this year, boys. Champions. Thank you, bro. Thank you for your... Every week you throw us in a question, mate. You legend, champion.
Keep the clocks turning.
Now, we do have a couple of live questions, if I can find them.
I think I've got the live ones in front of me here.
Oh, well done, Juzzy.
Let's see how we go. Kane Darcy wants to know your best pod second row forward option.
Well, one I'm going is Nathan Brown. He's still not too highly owned. Jazz, he's not that highly owned either. They're both good options.
Yeah, Colin, you got any?
Sonny Bill?
Sonny Bill, you reckon? Pod second row option.
You're
not sangstering us at the 11th hour, are you? You going into Sonny, are you?
I'm giving a bag. Get out of it.
Hold on, wait, let's just do this. Let's just see if this works.
Suck a bag of dicks. Suck a bag of dicks. He was angry. Suck a bag of dicks. Suck a bag of dicks. And he goes, hey, asshole. Suck a bag of dicks.
Go for it.
Right, Sonny's getting a bag of dicks. It's not Sonny's fault. It's not Sonny's fault, but, like, at the end of the day... Why does he get a bag of dicks if it's not his fault? For the past week from your hero, Kenty... I've heard
that camera works.
Cam Smith should be hanging up the boots. He's knitting needles. He's costing these blokes club money. Rah rah rah. Fucking bullshit. I've seen it in social media. I don't care if it's been cut up and said whatever. But at the end of the day, they're all saying to Cameron Smith, they're pushing him to make decisions and all this other stuff. Yet Sonny comes back. He's pushed two young blokes that have trained all year out of the bloody squad. And everyone's, oh, Sonny's back, plays 13 minutes. No one even knows it's Josh Morris's 300th game because Sonny's back. Yet everyone the next day still harping on about fucking Cameron Smith being an old goat who plays 80 fucking minutes in the middle every week without a doubt. And like I said, it's not Sonny's fault he's getting a bag. It's just the Sonny coming back thing overshadowed a lot of good things last week.
So should we give the media the bag then?
No, I'm giving it to Sonny. He hasn't had a bag all year.
Grandpa Smith should make a decision for the Storm so they can move on with their salary cap future next year. And, mate, Sonny apparently has produced $34 million in publicity.
Let me do this.
Since he's been back, he's paid for himself over and over again.
Cameron Smith's been in the game for how long? 400 and something odd games, right? He didn't fuck off to boxing to make more money. He didn't fuck off to union to make more money. He didn't walk out on clubs to make more money.
It's not Sonny's fault that people want to watch Sonny.
But it doesn't matter. It does matter. We're here whinging about Cameron Smith. Nobody's whinging about Cameron Smith. Bullshit.
They just want him to make a decision.
Well, he's got a right
and
to make a decision.
He should make a decision.
Everyone's got their own choices.
He's got. I bet you it's in a contract somewhere that he can make his mind up after the end of the fucking year.
Maybe.
If they wanted to change that last year.
I don't know, but redo his contract.
But
he said a couple of months ago he's going to come out with a decision, and he put it back, and then he put it back, and then he put it back, and he's still putting it back.
Look, if they win a grand final, if they win a grand final, I think he goes. But
so what happens if it comes to the end of the year and Brendan Smith and Harry Grant have both walked out the door and then he turns around and says, I'm going to retire now?
That's probably a third.
They won't let that happen at Melbourne.
You wouldn't think so. But, and Sonny's taken no one's spot except for Orbos.
No, they sacked them two young kids to get him.
Who?
That 20-year-old fella and the other fella. They sold
But they weren't playing regular first grade games.
Doesn't matter, man. They're training with the squad, right? We're all whinging about how he's an old goat pushing these young blokes out. Well, Sonny actually pushed two young blokes out for them to get Sonny. So let's be real.
One.
Who
they
cares?
They only make one spot.
I don't care if they pushed out. Let's just say it's two because Sonny's a pretty big fella. But at the end of the day, this happened. It surpassed Josh Morris's 300th. Sonny coming back for his 13 minutes. And
that's the media.
Yeah, I know it's the media. And that's...
He's just a bigger name.
I know. Like, and I know. And you know what? He's probably one of the massivest names to come out of our sport in the last 10, 15 years.
And to his credit, he did...
Bar Cam Smith.
He did try and throw the focus on Jay Moz as much as he could.
Oh, you know, he's a humble dude. And like I said, it's not his fault he's getting the bag of dicks. You know what I mean? But I had to give it because just the way shit's going, like everyone whinging at Cam Smith. Well, Sonny did it over here. No one gives a fuck.
Oh,
Sonny's 35. He's past it. He's been playing fucking union and all sorts of shit, man. It's not... We all know it's not the same game it was.
I think there's a bit of difference, but...
And then they changed it again halfway through this year and made it faster again.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I still think there's a slight difference, but... Sonny's only taken up a smidgen of the salary cap. Ken Smith's taken up a million.
Can I throw some...
Go, bud.
...dicks as well?
Yep. Yeah, go for it.
I'll give some to Novak for his performance in the... US Open, smashing the ball.
Hit that dude in the head. Oh, shit, <chill. laughs> my bad.
Deliberately too, I reckon.
Oh,
I've seen the intent in his eyes.
He just wanted to run over and say, hey, how you doing?
Good old Kyrgios picking it up on him as well.
Yeah, he never misses a chance to take a shot at Novak.
Well, you know what? If Nick Kyrgios wasn't a fuckwit, then he wouldn't get the reaction. Like, let's face facts, if he was a humble dude...
What about if he wins a Grand Slam? Does that change?
Still Aussie. He's still Aussie, but he's won a
Brisbane International.
End of the day, he's a fucking wanker. He's a smudge on Australian tennis. We're waiting for the next kid to come through so we can jump on him.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? Because of the shit that he carries on with.
We've always had good tennis players.
Decent.
Yeah, they end up going over to America and fucking hooking up.
A couple of them made number ones and shit, but they've never really conquered Grand Slams continuously.
Dazzy, you got them questions ready?
All right, yeah, I've got a few. I'm just going
to
quickly
blitz
through a bunch here.
Sorry, I'll cut you off to give the bag to Sonny.
So Andrew Barkworth just says a lot of shout-outs here, really, this week. Andrew Barkworth got 14.43, dropped 32 spots. Did he hear Con say that he sold Ponga last week?
Yes, you did.
Oh, ouch. Who'd you bring in?
Teddy.
Oh, well, I mean, that's all right.
Hey.
So you got Teddy Puppy now.
Hey.
Teddy Puppy. Yeah, that's what I'm rolling with as well. Josh Willoughby said, gripping stuff about all the technical difficulties we were having at the start. We get
Sorry,
it, bud.
Mate. Thanks, Josh.
Christopher Maxfield says, Aaron has worms.
Maybe a little bit.
Big Jacob ones, fat Bell. Ones, skinny ones.
Jacob well, man, Bell. You know, when the tapeworm gets hungry.
All right, Jacob Bell, up the Malats backpackers. They got the week off.
Yeah, Malat.
Yeah, well done, Jacob.
I'm going to get a Malat tattoo, man. He's like the next Ned Kelly.
If you want him, you can find him in the forest, he says.
Yeah,
Sean O'Veara, he says, so when the Cora out, does that mean Talakai back in your centres?
Yes, 100%.
Is Nakora out?
Yeah, no, he's...
Oh, so Talakai will be playing right then.
Wade Graham got suspended.
Wade Graham's out.
Wade Graham got suspended.
Talakai and Yo are good options if you're getting them at centre wing.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't get them at second row.
Nah, it's too many better options at second row. Which is going to be spewing for next year because neither of them are going to get... Oh, Talakai might.
Maybe.
He's played three or four in the centres.
Shauna and Chris say the fish tank needs fixing. They're just checking theirs at the moment.
Oh, yes.
Shauna says...
What fish
says,
you got?
The Ponga hit was sweet as. It was great to see Ponga get up smiling because he loved it too.
It was not sweet
as. It was pretty good. I haven't seen one of them in ages.
It was spectacular. That was dog shot.
Worth a send-off or 10?
Nah, send-off.
Send-off, really? Yep. What if it was like happened to like Guffo?
If it wasn't time off, if the ref hadn't called time off and he had to hit him, it would have been happy with 10. But because the ref called time off, if he had time to pull out.
Yeah.
And he just...
You've always got time to pull out.
He never tried to tackle him. Launched himself at him, Chad Townsend. There was no attempt to tackle him at all.
He was off the ground, and he was blatantly shoulder charging him too. Like, there was no attempt to wrap arms there or anything. Like,
they were
trying to concuss him and get him off the field with a HIA.
What about Jazz? His sin bin deserved it.
See, that looked weak to me, man.
It was soft, but he's still going by the rules.
A punch is a punch, and I get that they're tough on it, but it looked weak as...
That's what the game's brought on itself.
See, I got Jazz points in my team. I got Jazz in my team. So I might have been taking it a bit more. Hard because I was spewing about that.
Probably cost you 20.
Way more because he's off the field.
That's it.
Yeah.
See, he's one of the ones that bit me in the ass this week because lost points and 10 minutes off. Yeah. I noticed that, Jazz. Not happy.
Still pumped down to 58 or something.
And don't get me wrong. Like, I've heard some commentary on it afterwards where they were saying, like, the referee should just pulled him up and just been like, oi, like, you need to pull this up and, you know, just play your game sort of thing. But that being said, if they'd allowed that to happen, would we have seen a proper punch get thrown at some point? Because they were going hard at each other.
Not only that, but over the next couple of weeks, you're going to see a lot more people grabbing jerseys and... punching people in the face.
Oh, Brown was instigating hard. Like, Brown was instigating.
They were both going at each other. They were both antagonising and niggling each other. And that's good shit.
Which is good for the game. I love to see it.
That's what I mean. That's what I'm spewing that he went off. Because when he came back on too, he'd obviously been worded up. Have a couple of hits,
bring
but don't
in your ice
continue
hockey.
This.
Punch on, fellas, one-on-one.
That's the risk.
Go sit down for 2 minutes, cool down, get back into it.
Yeah. Can't set that example for the kids. Anyway, Andrew Barkworth says he's got 20 65-plus players in his team. He's traded SJ to Munster. His other trade is Ponga to Hines for 1 week or Rudolph to Clemmer. He has 6 trades left. I don't even think that's a question. I just think that's a brag.
Rudolph to Clemmer.
Right on it, buddy. There you go. Angle it right in. There you go. Michael Keary and Adam Robertson, they're up with us to call a Thursday night game. So, boys, I'm leaving that in your court. I'm always here on a Thursday, so you know where I am. Henry Bryan says, lads, big Tino and Cherry in for Barnett and Walters. He could go Barnett to Haas, but that means no Cherry. He feels Cherry's a must for the run home. What do you thought?
Cherry kicking goals, just especially with no Turbo.
When's he back?
Turbo. I don't think he's coming back this year. Why would you?
Because he wants to play Origin.
Finals, he'll get Origin. Well. Cherry kicks my bum
but
on the weekend.
But they're in finals.
He'll play Origin.
Yeah,
with no football under his belt for 10 weeks.
Yeah,
he's a gun.
It's a risk.
Fuck, not in my team. Over there at New
you're
South Wales. That's
you're
a
in.
Risk. Right, eh?
All right, so big Tino and Cherry in for Barnett and Walters then.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah,
I would. I'd want to see when Finucane's back. As long as Finucane's not back in the regular season.
All right, sweet ass. Ross Mann, he says, thinking of Lomax and Crichton out. They've both got a hard draw, and Stags plus DCE both in good pods and good run home for both of them.
Which Crichton?
Steve Crichton.
Do they have a bad run?
No, they've got a good run.
Yeah,
I'm just worried about them getting the rest. If they win the next one, don't they get... They're clear they can have the rest that last week, can't they?
Yeah, I think so.
I think they can.
They have to win two. They're 3 points clear of Melbourne at the moment.
Yeah, it's it. So
three rounds to go.
Oh, yeah. So two more, and then they can make the week off.
The last week, they can rest.
All right. So, Lighten...
I don't mind them.
Right now.
I don't know why people are trading Lomax out, buddies.
I'm
proving himself all years.
Yeah, he's been sold since I brought him in.
Suppose Dragons do have nothing to play for, but even at the Broncos.
Anthony Ferrarelli says, guy kicked me out of the 360 cash comp. What a grub.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, mate.
Oh, that's your mate you beat by 20 points, yeah?
Yeah, he played Jazz. He didn't play Jazz.
She was only 13.
Yeah.
And I think the only other question I've got here is...
His AE was Jake Averillo, who only scored like 8 or 9.
Ooh.
If he played Jazz, he would have beaten me.
Big Saxy, he says, Bergs, did you enjoy my 15.06 against you in 2 comps?
I got dominated. I got dominated by the Melbourne Knight.
1500 smashed at Saxy, and he says he's got the week off in most comps. Once
after
again,
1500,
feels more like a brag.
2 weeks ago, I fumped him.
Got two trades left. Would you keep Ponga and save the trades or get him out?
Nah, hold him.
Keep him, bro.
I think you'd hold Ponga, hold save the trade.
You've got the rest after your... obviously, you've got the rest. You need the rest down there in Melbourne.
Unless, of course, you're running Ponga Roger or something like that. And yeah, Ponga out, Teddy in.
Or
but
Ponga Pappy.
If you got Teddy, yeah, keep Ponga.
Yeah. Stay safe down there, Saxy. You and your epicenter for fucking Corona.
You'll be happy with Anthony Griffin, I reckon.
Oh, he would be. He would be. He was over Mary a couple of years ago. He's not like Guy. Guy loves to be Mary. But Guy hates him.
It's just something about Mary.
Danny,
he's not a bad bloke.
No, he's probably not a bad bloke, but at the end of the day, his coaching method wasn't working there.
Oh, a lot don't. It's hard to be successful.
Papers, I think.
All right, no, that's about it for that's questions it. For me. There wasn't a heap tonight. I know. Maybe it's because I'm having technical difficulties.
We'll go on to tips and anytime try scorers.
Yeah, well, that's it. Let's do it.
Put tip in.
Sounds like guys hosting the show. I'm loving this. Bring it on. All right, hold on. Quickly, let me just grab the tips from last week. So, Bergs, yeah, you're currently 2 points up. You're on 90 points, followed by me on 88, and then Con on 80. Is it 87?
Yeah.
Doesn't feel right.
It doesn't. It's 82.
But we'll go 82? We'll yeah, go 87.
That's probably in there.
Just
kidding. Yeah.
Let's be good about it.
Alrighty, so let's just go over the tips from last week. So,
do you have them handy, or are you just
I do have the tips handy. I've lost.
Right, quick shout outs for the week: Supercoach, NRL Supercoach Renegades, NRL News site, NRL Supercoach Stats. Bowsy shares again like every week. Legend, Supercoach Live Chat, NRL Rugby League Sledging Rebels.
Yeah.
Supercoach Tragics. National Rugby League Supercoach Addicts. Sorry about the tech issues. If you fast forward 10 minutes in, it should be okay.
I love how you tell them at the shout outs to fast forward the start.
I said it in the header of the one after I shared it. Cool. It fucked out. Yeah. So. Juzzy, how you doing over there?
Yeah, good, bro.
You found your stuff?
I do. Right. I did.
Alright,
I'll give a quick shout out to my best mate. He's normally one that's in the past been the one that's started playing and then gives up halfway through, but he's finally stuck through this time. We in a cash league,
yeah.
And every week he'd ask me, "Oh, what my trades were, you know, a couple of tips," and he'd use it, and he ended up I was in about the top 100 at the start, and then couple of bad weeks, all of a sudden he's overtaken me. Now he's sitting at 388.
Oh, ooh. Nice.
He's done very well. Good old Benny.
Very good, Yiffy.
Stuck it out this year, Benny, and he's getting rewarded.
Yeah. Get definitely a got bragging rights.
Get a 45-cent keychain from China. Then again, you don't know if they'll come from China this year. Might not get keychains, fellas. Ladies,
right. It usually takes 6 months anyway, so let's be optimistic they'll get them by mid-season or Origin next year. I've got the tips from last week. So quickly, we all went the Panthers. You boys both went Newcastle. I went the Sharks. We all went the Storm. You guys both went the Dogs. I got the Titans. We all went Manly. We all went the Roosters. You guys went the Warriors. I went Parramatta. You guys went the Bergs, and I went the Dragons. Con, you went the Cows.
Oh, Cows.
Picking that one up in golden time, golden point there. So you were on 82. You got 5. That takes you up to 87. Con, I also got 5, which takes me from 88 to 93. Bergs, you only picked up 4 this week. So that lead has tightened. You are now only 1 point ahead.
Mate.
On 94 points.
No, I think you're all reading wrong scores.
Why is that?
Because I've got tips here in front of me where the scores are 106, 101, and 98.
That's last year.
Oh, wait.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right.
Or did I not do the tips last week? Yeah, I'm pretty sure I did do the tips last week.
You sure?
Anyway, I'll go back and check.
Last week.
Huh?
is it?
No, these games match up with the results from last week.
Trust me, that's fucking...
Last year?
That's last year.
Yeah. I literally have just been cleaning and found random books throughout the... I'm glad you stopped the podcast for that. Nice. Beautiful. Alrighty, so... Shall we put the tips in for this week? So this week's games...
John's like, fuck off, I'm 100.
We've got where...
I wouldn't have helped. I'm just as far behind on that one.
Full Gregory, of course. So this week we've got West versus South.
No,
Bank,
for Luma.
Bank West.
At Bank West. So who are you going to go, West or South?
I'm going South, but no, mate. For Luma. For my any tournament.
Yeah. I'd go Souths and Campbell Graham.
Souths and Cody.
So Souths across the board for us there.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go Cam Murray for an anytime try scorer. Bulldogs versus Manly. So I'm going to go Manly in that one. And I'm going to go for Cherry Evans for a line break and two try assists.
I'm going to go the Dogs. And I'm going to go Ockenball for a try.
Oh, Ockenball on return.
The hate's already turned off.
The redemption. Oh, yeah, that's it. He's forgotten about it. She's 18 by now. What are you worried about?
I'm putting the multi on.
Manly for me and Ciro.
Manly and Ciro.
I'd go Manly and Morgan Harper.
Manly and Morgan Harper.
He's a fucking gun.
He's a good young bloke.
Beautiful. All right, next game being Panthers v Parramatta out here at Panthers Stadium. Of course, going to back my mighty Cats. My mighty, mighty Mountain Cats.
Yep, I'm going the Panthers, with a Panthers. Bit of sauce.
Black Panthers.
You're going the Panthers. All right, Panthers across the board there. I think we threw in our multi-tips a little bit earlier in the show for that one. So St. George versus the Raiders. I'm going to go the Raiders in that one for a bit of a shellacking.
Will I score a try in that last one?
Yeah, I'm going to go for Bateman to score a try in this one.
Oh, Sauce in the last one. And I'll have Canberra. And I'll have Kotrick.
Go ahead, Con.
I'd go Saints and Ramsey to get over for one.
Oh, on debut.
Nice. All right, and
happens a bit.
Consta,
Raiders, and chance.
All right, next one: Titans v Broncos, Saturday, 5:30. The primer.
I'm gonna go Broncos.
I'm gonna go Titans.
I'd go Broncos and Big Katoni.
I'm gonna go the Titans.
Broncos and Carrigan. Oh, Paddy.
I'm gonna go the Titans.
I'm going AJ for a double.
Stags for a try.
Alrighty, Melbourne versus North Queensland. Oh, sorry, Sydney versus Newcastle. What am I doing? Skipping the most important game where KP gets creamed. Oh, wait, no, they're resting him because they're scared.
Teddy.
I'm going for the Roosters, yeah.
Teddy.
You going the Roosters there, Bergs?
Roosters and Teddy. Have to.
Roosters and BMOs.
Oh, Con.
Oh, you can go either way.
Nothing left to play for, and he's still going against his team.
That's not the first time I'm tipped against the Knights this year.
I tipped against the Dogs heaps.
Melbourne versus Cowboys.
Melbourne and Nico Hines.
Yeah, I'm on that exact same.
Melbourne and the Fox.
Melbourne and Nico.
Melbourne and Munster. Throw a dummy, but boom, then just bolt for the line through a hole.
Sharks SJ.
Yeah, I was about to say Sharks Warriors. I'm actually going to go for Warriors.
No, I'm going to Sharks.
You going to Sharks?
I'm going
Talakai.
Ronaldo.
I'll go the Warriors and Pompey.
Oh, Pompey's been on fire, bro. How good's he? I was fucking spewing. I looked at grabbing him weeks ago, and ever since he's just going on a run. I'm spewing.
I'm going Warriors and is Patrick Herbert?
I don't know if he's playing. I think he went home, didn't he?
Herbert, did he?
Yeah, they got Jennings in that.
Ah, okay.
I don't think Herbert went home.
No, that's it. I thought he was still here. In that case, I'll go for Jazz then.
Put Herbert there, but if Herbert's not there, go for Jazz.
I'm going to go for Jazz to get 120 metres.
Running metres?
Yeah.
All right.
So no, Patrick Herbert.
We've done the shares and the shout outs.
I think that's just about it.
I have got a charity for the week. It's called reachout.com.
Touch somebody.
It's for a drug addiction. Yeah, the other day I was hanging out with my mate who does a bit of drugs. And,
it's not me, guys.
No, it's not you. But at the end of the day, like, it surprised me how many people actually fucking partying on a Monday and a Tuesday and a Wednesday and shit like that because they think, oh, it's just this. You know what I mean? And we've got, like, deep down, I won't name names, we got a few mates that have fought a battle with shit like that. And, like, at the end of the day, it's a massive thing in society which leads to depressions and all sorts of other things. So, reachout.com's one, and then you got adf.org, and positivechoices.org, and counselling hotline, and then you're back to Lifeline, which deals with all sorts of stuff like that too. Oh, don't get me wrong, sometimes it's a bit of a laughing matter. Like, we make a joke of it and give a bag out a week. Like, and granted, at the end, we always say dicks, but pardon the pun, I mean, everyone's having a bit of a joke about it. Like, we have a joke about it, and sometimes it's not a laughing matter, and sometimes whether it might be turning from a weekend thing, which is not too bad, you know what I mean? Everyone deserves advice, but once it starts turning into a Thursday and a Wednesday, and then you need to back up one Monday, and you've always got one in your wallet because you never know.
Just in case.
You never know when you're going to hit a fucking wall. And it's like, come on, bro. Like, that's not normal anymore. Like, you had life savings, you had things, you used to go and do things, and these things don't happen. So, at the end of the day, it's a sneaky little thing that can get everyone and anyone. Like, you never know someone that's fighting the battle either, you know? And so it's one of the things, is if you have a look around, there's always help for it. And yeah, you might just be able to help someone out of a hole. So, don't do hard drugs.
Alrighty. You got anything else, man, or is that it for the night?
That's it.
I think that's about it.
Stay coachy, coaches.
Legend, thank you for
have
your
a
patience.
Good one, boys.
And yeah, sorry for the short show. Cheers, thank you very much. Good luck in your second week of finals.
Head to heads.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.